Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm back again, and I'm also in Hudson right now.
Yeah. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Fatia. We'll see if she joins us later. We were not doing live broadcasts for a couple weeks, or timely broadcasts for a couple weeks. So we're not sure if she'll remember to come join us today, but fingers crossed. But yeah, so happy to be back talking with Jada about some books.
Yep, and I'm very happy about this one because my school is ending very soon, and I was upset because I used to read when I had time. And I only just realized that the giant books that I thought were like, that I didn't think had anything on them because they didn't have the title on the cover. It turns out they were classics this whole time. Classics like Little Women and Oliver Twist and Moby Dick, and I didn't know that until the last week of school. Sadly. So now I know, and I'm finishing Little Women. I think it's incredible how it, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. If you didn't know, Little Women is a book written by Louisa May Alcott, and it's about four young girls growing up to become women. Their names are Meg, Jo, Amy, and Beth. And I find it very interesting how it starts out as they're young girls, and then all of a sudden, like, you don't realize it creeps up on you, and then boom, there are young ladies who are getting in relationships and becoming married. It's really fascinating, and I like the way that Alcott writes. She's very methodical, but it also storytelling, it kind of feels like journalism, except if like the journalist was also a gossip writer, because sometimes she inserts like phrases that refer directly to the reader instead of about the main characters. And it's a really enjoyable book. I have like 50 pages left. It's a pretty big book, so that's not that many, but I'm excited to finish it.
Cool. Have you, this is your first time reading it?
My second, but the last
Oh,
time I read it
second.
was a while ago, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't remember if I actually have read that book before. I've seen multiple film adaptations of it, so I know the story, but I don't think I've ever read it. There's still time, I suppose. I know you really like reading classic novels. One of your go-tos. What do you think draws you to the classics, or to the classics that you like the most?
I just like the way that they're written. Books nowadays have a writing style that isn't, that's very different from what the classics were. And the ones that I like all have the same kind of flow to them.
I try to read classics every once in a while. Know what the most recent one was that I read that would be considered a classic. I might be due for a new read. Do you have any idea what you're going to read next once you're finished with that one?
I don't know. I'm going to look at the shelf again and see what there is.
Shelf at your home, the library, a bookstore.
At the school, because if I'm interested in one, I can go to the library, the bookstore to find it.
Got it. So many places to find books. I'm in the middle of reading a book right now, and I have not picked out what I'm going to read next. But I thought I could talk about the one that I'm reading now and another one that I read recently. So I had been away the past couple weeks on a trip to Japan, where we went to Kyoto and Nikko and Tokyo. And so I've been trying to read books written by and set in Japan in preparation for my trip, and also while I was away. And as part of that, I've been reading a lot of manga, which I really enjoyed. Some more than others. I've talked about a couple of my favorites on the radio before. I really like Hiro Yasumi and Sunny, are two that I really enjoy. And actually, the artist that did the series Sunny, when I was in Tokyo, we went to an art exhibit, and there was a piece of art by that artist in the exhibit, which I thought was pretty cool. I was like, oh, that looks like the person who did Sunny's art. And then it was. That was cool. But one manga series that I read the first volume of while I was away that I thought was pretty good. I don't know if it's like the perfect book series for me, but I would maybe read another volume or check out the anime version, possibly for continuing. But it's called Komi Can't Communicate by Tomohito Oda. And it's set in a school, and the main characters so far are Komi, who can't communicate well, is very nervous to the extent that they are not able to speak, or they can speak very, very limited amounts. And the other main character is Tadano, who is a young man, a classmate of Komi's, who just thinks Komi's beautiful. Komi is somehow like the most popular kid in school, even though they don't have any friends and they can't communicate with anyone. But everyone thinks that they're like the best person ever, just so amazing. And Tadano figures out that Komi can't communicate, and they communicate through the blackboard for their first conversation, just writing in chalk. And Komi really wants to make friends, and specifically wants to make 100 friends. And so Tadano sets out to try to help Komi make friends. And so the first volume that collects this series focuses on the start of that journey and the first couple friends that Komi's able to make. So it's an interesting story. It's a pretty like realistic fiction manga, except there's some like over the top goofy things. Like one of the characters that becomes a friend is like, I'm not worthy to be your friend, but I can be your dog. Like I will be your loyal servant person. Is a little odd. And I think just the idolization of the character is a little over the top as well. But it's fun. I think people would enjoy it. And obviously people do because it's popular. And then the other book that I'm currently reading that I'm enjoying, which is a book for adults, but thus far it seems appropriate for at least teen readers. And I did some brief searching online to see if people thought it was appropriate for teens, and it seems like the consensus is that it is. But this book is called The Memory Police. It's by Yoko Ogawa, who's an author who I've read before. So the other book that I've read by them is Mina's Matchbox, which I really enjoy and I believe talked on the show about as well. But The Memory Police is set on an unnamed island, and it's a place where things are disappearing. So, animals, flowers, the ferry boat. I'm trying to remember what else disappears early in the book or prior to. But so things will just be disappeared. And it's not like they immediately disappear, like poof, they're gone. But things are disappeared from people's memory. And as part of the process, once something has disappeared, you have to get rid of it. So, like, if they decided to disappear tomatoes, people would have to gather all their tomatoes and burn them or get rid of them in some other way. And then they lose their memories of these things. And there's an institution known as the Memory Police that keep this world, this way of living in line. And it turns out that there are some people who do remember things after they disappear. And there's some people that keep things after they disappear. And so the memory police try to crack down on that. And so the main characters are a woman who is a writer. She writes novels. And she has a close friend who's known as the old man. And he was formerly a ferry boat operator, but then the ferry boat was disappeared So he still lives on a boat, but it's basically become his home. So he can't work it as a ferry boat operator anymore. And then her editor is also another main character. And at one point early on, she discovers that her editor is going to be tracked down by the memory police. He's in danger of being brought in by them and possibly disappeared as well. And she doesn't want that to happen. She wants to help him. And so she and the old man figure out a way to help hide him away. And so it sort of follows along them through that journey. And it's interesting because the editor remembers things, and the main character who we have the most connection to as the reader is somebody who doesn't, but also has memories of her mother showing her sort of little things that she had kept that had been disappeared. So I'm curious to see where it's going. I'm over halfway through it. There's definitely some interesting elements to it and interesting plot points. And I like the sense of place that the author creates. And it's interesting just thinking about memory and objects and how that would work. It seems like such an odd thing that you could just be like, cats are no more. No more cats. And then you just forget about cats over time. But yeah, really enjoying it so far. And that's The Memory Police by Yoko Ogawa. So as I noted before, it's a book for adults, but I think is appropriate for teen readers as well. That's what I'm reading now and what I've read recently. But yeah, don't know what's next. I still have a little ways to go with this one. I have a couple graphic novels on my to-read list. Maybe one of those will be next. I don't know what my next novel will be. Maybe I'll hit one of the classics up. Is there anything coming up that you're especially excited for, Jada?
No, nothing much besides the end of school.
Yeah. Do you have fun plans for the summer?
Yes. I'm gonna go on a trip with Perfect 10. One of them's to Cape Cod and another one's to Pennsylvania.
Oh, we're in Pennsylvania. Like Philadelphia, or
Only because we're gonna see the Liberty Bell. And
oh
then
yeah,
somewhere around there.
cool. Those both sound like fun trips.
Very excited.
Yeah, summer is a fun time. Even if you don't have summer off, it's still fun. I'm curious what the summer will bring and all of the summer reading we'll get to. It'll be fun. I like a good summer reading challenge, so I'm hoping to find some fun ones out there. It's a good way to like find ways to try new things, try new authors or genres or types of books. But anyways, we're out of time for today. We're gonna say goodbye, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading!
Hi, I'm Jake Peterson. I'm a student at Hudson High School in New York, and this is a poem I wrote. Here the streets have emptied out, all our distorted hopes have fallen down, but once we looked upon with pride, now our quelled dreams are drenched in solace, and while a scar of agony taints our tempered eyes, a once bright light is draped in darkness. Now I sit with my two children, mouths hollow agape. They ask me, Papa, what has happened to you? But I simply cannot answer, for I wish to escape. Untie my belt, tear off this uniform, and would you please rip apart this cape? Out here in the fields where time flew by, I visit the weeping willows, and even they envy mine. Perhaps I'm beginning to understand, for what is a man if not a willow? I grab onto a branch, and it let loose. Amidst shrieks of horror, I gazed into the open wound. The marketplace is still silently bold, rebel banners the flagpoles hold, at which a youth had admired, now only a husk may despise. The desire for defense left a lost folk inspired, and we fought for causes faithlessly disguised. Walking back home, sorrow-filled faces stare at mine, but in their souls was no sadness, only disappointment, I am certain. Why have they done this to us, they cry, but they are not wise nor feeble, for they have seen no fight, for they bear no burden, for they haven't fought alongside the forces of evil. And ever since I've gotten back home, nothing's been the same. My world is rocked back and forth, and I feel I've gone insane. I am not the person I once was, for now I am wiser, but still in the hearts of my closest advisers lays no shame. Thus I have chosen to leave. Slipping into the dead of night, I wish this place farewell, for if I ever do return, I'll be damned. And as I travel this untouched road, I feel a sense of righteousness, a deep relieving swell, a warm tiding bestowed as I am freed of my cell. And that was my poem, A Farewell. And if you couldn't tell, it was inspired by The Raven, by Edgar Allan Poe. And although he lived in an antebellum world, this was a postbellum setting. So thank you so much for listening.